Welcome to the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio. We've got a fast-paced hour of fishing, hunting, and conservation covering the nation and the Northwest, including 13 extra minutes of local content you'll only hear on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
I hope you enjoyed our special airing of this program from 6 to 7 a.m. today. We had a little glitch last weekend and inadvertently gave you a rerun of our October 19th show. That's why you heard our October 26th edition during the last hour. Now, we've got your new show coming at you, and we've got two wonderful ladies who know their way around fishing rods and crab pots as guests today. Valerie Folkema is the co-owner of the Garibaldi Marina, and she's got a good fishing and crabbing report for you from Tillamook Bay at the bottom of the hour. And Hannah Pennybaker, writing for Northwest Fishery Reports, will join us for part one of a two-part series at the end of our program to talk about jigging up squid off those Puget Sound piers from now into the winter. Before we talk to Valerie and Hannah, though, it's time to tell you what's hot and what's not here in the Pacific Northwest, brought to you by your Puget Sound area Sportsman's Warehouse stores. Now, certain big box stores and retail sporting goods stores won't sell you firearms or ammo anymore, but Sportsman's Warehouse will always sell you both. In fact, Sportsman's Warehouse has all sorts of different brands of firearms and ammunition in whatever caliber you're looking for. And if you're not sure what is best for your needs, just ask the staff at the gun counter. They are very knowledgeable. They will be happy to set you up for success. We'll start off with a WDFW Southwest Washington Fishery Report for the week of October 21st through the 27th. Anglers, as you know, were challenged by high water conditions, but there were some fish to be caught on the cowlitz by the few braving the weather. Bank anglers averaged one salmon or steelhead for every three rods, and boat anglers averaged about a Chinook or salmon apiece. Boat anglers on the Lewis were catching a fish at about the same rate, but bank anglers on both the Lewis and Kalama were by and large a wet and miserable bunch, catching only one coho for 24 anglers. Ouch. The Klickitat, on the other hand, remained a very good option for bank anglers fishing below the Fisher Hill Bridge. They caught close to two salmon each, a healthy mix of coho and Chinook, making this the bright spot for salmon in mid to late October this year. If you're after trout, you'll be happy to know WDFW stocked several western Washington lakes over the last 12 days, to include Five Mile and Steel Lakes in King County, Ballinger and Silver Lakes in Snohomish County, Lake Padden in Whatcom County, and good old Green Lake in Seattle. And then there's those hard-pulling salmon known as chum, or dog salmon if you prefer. As of last weekend, they still hadn't shown up in big numbers at their traditional spots in Hood Canal at the mouths of creeks and rivers, and angling pressure was very light. However, some of those that did go fishing had some good success, to include four anglers checked last Saturday at the Skokomish Tide Flats who had three coho and nine chum between them. That's a good day on the water there, and I suspect this fishery for chum is going to turn on any day now. So a trip to the South Sound and some of those creeks and rivers for chum could be a very good bet this week. As for hunting, waterfowl season opened up again today after a very short two-day closure, so I don't expect the ducks to have forgotten about hunters, but the latest cold spell should be bringing down some northern migrants, so this is probably a good time to head out to the duck blind or maybe put out some decoys in a field for snow geese in Skagit County. And let's not forget elk. It's open as of today in Western Washington for modern firearm hunters. And I know there's more than a few of you out there today listening to this show that are out after them. Here's wishing you good luck in the field. And with that, you are now in the know about what's hot and what's not here in the Pacific Northwest.
That's your first local shot of the outdoors. Now let's see what's going on across the nation.
From well-known saltwater hotspots to hidden alpine lakes, learn the latest in tips, tackle, and techniques to help you catch more fish.
It's going to be a great show.
Northwest Fishing Reports, Sundays at 5 p.m. on Q13 Fox.
Yeah. Ready for more local fishing and hunting? You got it. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
For our next local shot of the outdoors, we're checking in with Valerie Folkema. She's the co-owner of the Garibaldi Marina on the Tillamook Coast. And Valerie, I've been seeing a lot of pictures of Chinook salmon hanging on the hooks there outside the marina. How's it been?
You know, actually, for the, I would say the last couple of weeks in particular, after that kind of funky storm came through, and then we've had some mellow conditions, there's not been a lot of opportunity in the ocean. We've seen, I would say, you know, quite a few fish, and particularly compared to last year. Everybody's talking about more fish than they saw last year. And we're seeing on the average, when I see pressure of a couple of dozen fishermen, maybe a half a dozen fish on the table, on the scale. And the guides are doing fairly well as, you know, the North Coast Rendezvous just happened. And I think they doubled the amount of fish they got by comparison to last year. So it's been very good. Crabbing, however, when the ocean was open, it was killer and people were getting limits per boat. Since the 15th of October, when they shut the ocean down and they're crabbing in the bay only, I don't see as much pressure. And my rental boats, as far as that goes, that's where they crab all the time anyway. And I'm seeing maybe a half a dozen to a dozen and a half per boat. I'm not seeing limits per person, but definitely good crab, not soft. And certainly worth, you know, going out and having a good time, in particular this weather and these tides.
You know, I'm actually surprised to hear that the crabbing's as good as it is. I thought with all of that rain that that would have driven the crabs further, deeper away. So, you know, 18 crab for 3-4 people on a boat, that's plenty fine for most people.
And even sometimes when they're coming in with, you know, 60 crab off the ocean, I always get a little concerned about, I hope you guys have lots of friends and stuff like that, because I certainly hate to see that kind of bounty go to waste, and it usually doesn't. People are pretty fond of that Dungeness crab. So it was pretty hot there, and even the ocean didn't get too impacted by all the fresh water. That being said, access was the big deal. And so, candidly, when they started with the bay, I think it was dropped off. It did drop off a little bit just because there was no pressure, and it let that water come in and out before people started crabbing on them again. And that's why, like you said, it's surprising, but it's nice to see folks get, you know, at least dinner, if not a little more.
Absolutely. Bottom line is this, folks. If you are looking to catch some salmon, Chinook salmon in particular, or maybe drop a crab ring or a pot and pull up some crab out of Tillamook Bay, the place to go to is Garibaldi Marina. If you don't have your own boat, don't worry. They'll rent one there. They've also got tackle, bait, and crabbing gear, too. Find out more at GaribaldiMarina.com. Thanks as always, Valerie.
Thank you so much, John. You be well and take care.
Pheasants Forever is working hard every day to ensure there's more wildlife habitat for the future. To join us, go to pheasantsforever.org.
Don't leave yet. We've got one more local shot of fishing and hunting to wrap up the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio.
For your first local shot of the outdoors today, we're going to talk about squidding. It's that time of year where you can catch some sea Cheerios out of Puget Sound and have some delicious food to eat. With us here to tell you more about it is Hannah Pennybaker. She has written some columns about this for Northwest Fishery Reports. Hannah, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, John.
So, Hannah, I know this is the time of year when the squid are coming in. I know nighttime is the time to go squidding, but where do I go? I know that the squid seem to show up at different places in the Sound at different times.
They do. So the squid start to come in shallower to spawn during the winter months, starting about October or November. They come in from the north at first, up in Edmonds, and they slowly start moving towards the South Sound to Los Davis and Redondo piers. And so a good place to start would be Redondo, Los Davis, Point Defiant, Edmonds. Any of those have a wonderful pier. Ideally, you want a pier with lights available in the water. If you don't have a light of your own, you can cast into the light. Squid are attracted to lights.
Okay, so next question, what's the basic setup to catch squids? I'm pretty sure we're not using a hook on a jig, are we?
No, the jig setup is a little different. You can buy these jigs at any sports store. They come in a variety of colors. Some glow in the dark. They look like about an inch or two of colored lure, and then they have a circle of hooks at the bottom, barbless hooks, and the fish don't actually bite these lures, they attack them. So you snare their tentacles, and some squid fishermen run two or three. I usually just run one on my main line, and you cast it out. You let it drop all the way to the bottom, reel up maybe two or three times, jig until you've got a squid. You'll know when you have a squid because your line will start to feel heavy or your pole tip will go up. And then you reel them in, and the one thing you have to be careful about is they squirt ink when you reel them up, but it does wash off with water, so.
That's good to know. One other thing, folks, is in addition to going at night, that's usually best. The best squid fishing generally happens right after dark. It often tapers off around midnight, and if you can go on a high tide on a cloudy night, you're probably in good shape. If you want to find out more, check out Hannah's article at northwestfishingreports.com. And Hannah, why don't we get you back next week so you can tell us how to clean and cook these critters?
Sounds good, John. Thank you.
That's all for this week, but don't worry. We'll do it all again next Saturday morning from 7 to 8, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.